Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Beasel. The brain is by far our most complex organ. It's fair to say there's so much to learn that we don't even know what we don't know.
One new study involves a tiny piece of brain tissue sample taken from the cortex of an epilepsy patient. The cortex is where learning, sensory processing, and problem-solving happens.
Researchers sliced the sample into 5,000 ultra-thin tissue sections and stained them to color-identify different cells and features, which were then visualized with an electron microscope.
They digitized the images and used AI to analyze the 1.4 million gigabytes of data. Spectacularly colorful images of the sliced tissues were then assembled into a 3D rendering.
It allowed researchers to see communication networks and how different brain cells are organized and interact. They found more than 55,000 cells and 150 million synapses.
Synapses are the junctions between neurons where chemicals or electrical signals flow to allow communication between the cells. Surprisingly, more than 90% of the neurons there had just one or two connections with other cells, but some had up to 50.
They found some cells formed knots around themselves and some neurons paired with other neurons to form a mirror image. More studies will be required to answer why.
By making all the data available to other researchers, this work will continue to yield a treasure trove of new information on the brain.
We are Drs. David Diesel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more in our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at illuminascicom.com.